Hi, this is Brother Peter Diamond, and I recently read a book called An Essay on Beatification, Canonization, and the Processes of the Congregation of Rites by Father Frederick William Faber. He was a British theologian and priest who lived in the 19th century, and he wrote this book on the authority of beatifications and canonizations. And in the book, he provides an excellent summary of some of the main reasons why one would have to consider canonizations to be infallible. And I wanted to quote some of the points that he makes here in this book. Before doing that, I want to clarify, of course, that I'm not asserting that simply because he said this, that proves that canonizations are infallible. Obviously, theologians can be wrong. But rather, these points that he makes hold weight because of the arguments that he brings forward, not because of his authority as a theologian. And so I'm going to start quoting from page 121 of his book, where he says, quote, "Our question is the Church infallible in the canonization of saints? Most certainly, it is proved, one, by the acceptance on the part of the whole Church of the solemn decrees of canonization which the popes have published for several centuries. If such decrees or any of them were false, the universal Church would have approved error. Two, the opposite opinion, that is, that canonizations are not infallible, would subvert all the cultus of the saints, because if it could be once admitted that the Church had erred in any particular instance, everybody might doubt of the legitimacy of the cultus of any, even the most distinguished saints. Three, the opposite opinion would expose the Church to the contempt and reviling of heretics and of the demons, which would be contrary to the promises of Christ and dishonorable to God. Four, the opposite opinion that canonizations are not infallible would destroy the note of sanctity in the Church, for it would admit that she could pay religious cultus to the damned, God's enemies, and the companions of the devils. 5. The Church is infallible in the common doctrine of morals. The canonization of saints pertains to the common doctrine of morals, and so falls under the infallibility of the Church. 6. The authority of St. Thomas is in favor of this. In the passage cited, he says that the canonization of saints is something between things which pertain ad fidem and things which pertain ad facts, and that the Church is infallible in such matter, because the honor we pay to the saints is a kind of profession of faith, because the Pope can only be certified of the state of any of the faithful departed by an instinct of the Holy Ghost, and because divine providence preserves the Church in such cases from being deceived by the fallible testimony of men." 7. Pope Sixtus V, in the last consistory for the canonization of St. Didacus, spoke for an hour in assertion of the infallibility of the decrees of canonization. But it may be said that he was then speaking as a private doctor, yet even so, his opinion is of great weight.